questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio for today's discussion, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Nur Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the role that the clerics and the clergymen might have in politics. According to Islamic theology and Islamic teachings, is it at all allowed for a religious scholar, like a faqih, like a clergyman, like a cleric, to interfere in political affairs of a society or, for example, have some political positions or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that I think first of all we should make it clear that what do we mean by politics? If we do mean by politics, Machiavellistic politics, of course, not only the religion of Islam, rather all Abrahamic religions are far from these kind of politics. What do we mean by that? For example, they mean that whatever you can do, you know, actually goals justify the means, okay?
Yes.
If you want to rule over people, what is the goal? Means that if you want to rule over people, you may do whatever and you may use whatever means you have in order to reach to the your governments over people. Or, for example, politics has no limitation and does not have any ethical rule within it. You know, these are some of the rulings of Machiavelli. And, of course, you may do, whatever evil action in order to safeguard your government.
Yes.
These are some of the rules of, some of the philosophy of Machiavelli for the politics. If we mean by the politics these kind of politics, which is not, mentioning whatever any rights for people, disregard all rights of individual and people, actually, these kind of politics, all Abrahamic religion are far from that. But if we mean Alawi politics, attributing of to Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, especially if you go to the statements of Imam Ali in Nahjul Balagha, describing the position of government and ruler over people, actually our religion has many description and ideas with regards to that politics.
But the main question over here is that what are the main features of this Islamic government? I mean, if you want to differentiate between a secular one and an Islamic one, on the head of the which is, for example, an Islamic clergyman or a Muslim scholar, what would be the main features of an Islamic authority or government?
Main feature is that they want to practice, as I mentioned, and perform all Islamic laws all over the country. This is an idea of that. They want to have the teachings of Ahlul Bayt practiced, talking about the all aspect of the teachings of Ahlul Bayt with regard to the morality of Ahlul Bayt, ethical issues of Ahlul Bayt, ma'arif of Ahlul Bayt, which is the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, whatever related to Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salatu wasalam, the pure progeny of Noble Prophet Muhammad, we want to practice that. For example, if you go to Nahjul Balagha, you find that Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam described the lines and the borders of Islamic government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
For example, you should take care of the destitute, poor people.
Yes.
You should practice justice.
That's right.
okay, and many other qualification of the just leader. So this is very huge difference between these ideas, which is the Islamic government stemming from the Nahjul Balagha, yes, and the orders of Imam Ali, or other, you know, let's say mundane governments, okay, who are looking for their own interest.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
But the main question now is that some people might say that Islam is a religion for example, 1,400 years ago. How to apply Islamic rulings and laws to a new political secular system in the 21st century? Because in today's world, most of the systems are republicans or are federal or are, I don't know, secular or something like that. They are based on the voting of the people. How to adjust Islamic laws led by a clergyman to the modern world, a modern system of laws?
You know that actually this is one of the accusations against this divine religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say that the Islamic law and Islamic teachings are actually for the 1,400 mm-hmm. years ago. Actually, this is a great accusation against this divine religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see that actually teachings of Islam are alive, you know, mm-hmm. because whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the verse of Noble Quran and in the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salatu wassalam, they are alive, they are fresh. And how we prove that they are alive? Because through the process of ijtihad, we understand the whatever we need. For example, we have some issues which is for modern day.
Yes.
Okay. But if you look at the, you know, whatever Ahlul Bayt and whatever we have in the verse of Noble Quran, they are to some extent related to these examples of nowadays examples. And this is could be understood by the process of ijtihad, by the process of independent reasoning.
Yes.
You can find and many reasons and you can compare these concepts, I mean Islamic concept, compare it and confirm it to the examples, contemporary example that we have.
That's
so
right.
By this process, you can easily understand the, you know, this religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alive and it
yes.
is related and mentioned whatever human being need for, any generation
yes.
till the day of judgment.
Yes. And all, in the history of Islam, we could see that the clerics had role in at least giving, we can say, counsels or consultations to the kings of
yeah.
their countries. And we can say sometimes they directly ordered and sometimes indirectly the Muslim scholars had role, for example, in shaping or at least, for example, giving authorities to some of the people in the lands.
You know that they have some kind of cooperation, mm-hmm. for example, supporting the religion of Allah subhanahu
yes.
wa ta'ala, or by any other, you know, contextual issue that they have, they were living in. They wanted to support and establish, you know, the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But having this Islamic government, actually,
yes.
Although we have the concept of the Islamic government and the Wilayatul Faqih, the, you know, governments of the jurists, qualified jurists.
Yes.
We have it actually in the verses of Noble Quran and in the narrations of Ahlul Bayt. But we do not have similarity in the history, of course, before Islamic Revolution to have this kind of, you know, full authority of the, you know, qualified jurists to have it trying to follow the actually orders of Ahlul Bayt and
That's
to
right.
establish the orders of Ahlul Bayt in the country.
Yes, but what is important is that if a clergyman wants to get into the field of politics, he has to be fully, we can say, informed about the new sciences of the world too. For example, economics, isn't it? Sociology, psychology, something like that. Because in the new world, when you are working with a new system of laws, you need your own expertise. If you are not expert enough, or if you do not have expert consults or counsels around you, on that time you might face some problems
exactly.
in leading a country.
Exactly. You know, for the, I mentioned and I emphasize unqualified jurists.
Yes.
One of the qualifications of jurists is that you exactly what you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
That jurists should be informed and to be, to some extent, some kind of expertise with regard of different branches of sciences. For example, management, I don't know what you mentioned, different branches of science that are necessary for the leader and actually for the official ones.
Yes.
You know, because in Islamic government, we have different officials.
Yes.
For example, judgmental officials, officials
yes.
to the governmental officials and so on and so forth. All of them, they have to have to attain this kind of qualification, to be aware of the different scientific issues.
That's right.
Because ignorant person who does not have any expertise cannot do any affairs.
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, I believe that what's needed is actually to be the honest one and to be a qualified one and to be God-weary person, God-centered
yes.
person.
Okay.
Because these are very important. Because if you are most qualified person, but to have some kind, but looking for your own interest,
yes.
not the interest of the community or the people or nation, in that case, you cannot be beneficial for people. I want to say that when we say qualified person or qualified officials, we mean all different kinds of qualifications, including different sciences, you know, to be God conscious and so on and so forth, to be brave.
That's right.
To be manager.
Yes.
To understand the, you know, world, let's say, different, you know, groups in the world.
And schools of thought.
School of thought yeah. and so on and so forth. Many qualifications for the jurists and, of course, different branches of authority in Islamic government to have these kind of capacities.
That's all right. Thank you much, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for a nice elaboration regarding the interference of clergymen in politics. It was very kind of you. And thank
My
you
pleasure.
Much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Kalav Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali. حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين حسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين حسين وحسن.